With the holidays coming up, it's time to dish about side dishes. And to help us along that way comes Tom Fitzmaurice, author of Hungry Town, and a man who knows everything there is to know about food in New Orleans. So side dishes, I would imagine that in New Orleans they assume center plate importance.
They do. There's a very popular dish during the holidays here, and it takes advantage of the fact that the oysters, which are by the zillions around here, even after the oil spill caused a little damage to the oyster beds, there's oyster dressing, which is routinely in almost every home served with the Thanksgiving turkey. And again, at Christmas, and frankly, all through the holidays. I don't like oyster dressing. I love oysters. I don't like oyster dressing. It never came together for me. So what I do is I pull a little trick on my guests. I make a dish that's served as an appetizer in a lot of the restaurants around here. It's called Oysters Bienville. It's named for the founder of New Orleans. And it's a baked oyster dish that's typically found on the shell. They'll have the oyster on the shell, and then the sauce is put over it, and then you bake it. But for Thanksgiving, what I do is I use either small baking dishes if I'm serving at the table, or if we're doing kind of a buffet setup, I'll do sort of a casserole of this. And when someone asks me, where's the oyster dressing, as they inevitably do, I point to this. And it's really Oysters Bienville, but they don't know, because it has a lot of the things that oyster dressing has in it, but has a lot more, too. Want to know how to make it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You start off with... you need about 4 dozen oysters, I would say. This would be enough for about 8, maybe 10 people, depending on how much they're eating. And you can get the oysters from anywhere, although you'd be best off getting them from New Orleans because they're, you know, Louisiana oysters are fabulous. You start off, you just get those shucked, and you save all the liquor. And you have a stick of butter and a pound of, well, you're serving a lot of this.
No, but I just want to say that so many recipes in New Orleans start out with, take a stick of butter.
Yeah. You know, we're not afraid of food here. You know, it's really a shame. In a lot of the country, they're getting to be afraid of food. I mean, anyway, so you got a stick of butter and about a pound of shrimp, peeled and deveined and rinsed. You can even use the little tiny ones for this, because what you're going to do is chop them up. And you cook them along with one rib of chopped up celery. And one pretty good-sized red bell pepper with the seeds and the skin taken off, preferably, or the membranes at least. You could leave the skin on. Just chop it up. And also about a half a pound of mushrooms. And, you know, whatever mushrooms you can get your hands on. If you get some really good ones, some good wild mushrooms, you can use those. Or you can use just the regular white ones, too. You get all this going until the mushrooms get soft in the skillet. You flame it off. You don't have to flame it, actually. Just bring it to a boil. About a fourth of a cup of sherry, dry sherry. And then you sprinkle in 4 strips of lean bacon that you've already fried and gotten pretty crispy enough that they'll crumble. And a couple of green onions all chopped up. And you mix this all together until it's nicely mixed and everything is limp but, you know, not burned up. You set it aside. And then you make a bechamel out of a half a cup of flour and a half a cup of milk, with the remaining oil and butter that's in the pan, and a couple of egg yolks broken into this, and you start bringing it all together, all this stuff together, with some grated mozzarella cheese and Parmesan cheese and Creole seasoning, and some breadcrumbs, and you put the oysters in the casserole dish, and you cover it with this sauce, and the breadcrumbs go last over the top, so it'll get nice and toasty. You put them in the oven it'll take you about, at 450 degrees, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how deep a thing that you've made here. And it's just a great dish, and you can serve it as an appetizer all by itself or as a side dish. And it's really wonderful. It's an original New Orleans dish.
Well, thank you for making me totally ravenous.
Well, good. Well, that's what I do for a living.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
That was Tom Fitzmaurice. We'll have a link to him and his books at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.